From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask me another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hey, everybody. Hello. Awesome. Nice. So we have an amazing show for you, everybody. Amazing show. We have four brilliant contestants. They are backstage right now discussing if it's too late to get into Game of Thrones. And soon they'll be up here playing some fun games, and one of them will be our big winner. Our special guest is Taylor Schilling. Yeah. Taylor Schilling is the sixth person from Orange is the New Black to be on our show, making our show officially the after show for Orange is the New Black. Yeah. Taylor Schilling stars in a new movie called Family. She plays an aunt that bonds with her niece with the help of hip-hop duo Insane Clown Posse. But if you don't know, Insane Clown Posse is a hip-hop hardcore duo. Their style of music is called horrorcore, and they're known for elaborate live performances, which is how I would describe Passover with my family, who I also call the Insane Clown Posse. So, oh, it's Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming up. Yeah. Once again, this is the time where I have to mentally justify the vast difference between what I think I deserve from my son and what I think my mother deserves from me. And I will admit that when my son was small, like a little tiny baby, I did not always have help, and sometimes I wanted a glass of wine. And so a couple times I did just strap him into the baby Bjorn, and I went to the bar. That's what I did. I know, technically not drinking alone. Thank you, thank you. Most people were cool with it. Brooklyn, most people were cool with it. One guy, I remember, was giving me the stink eye, and I was like, I'm going to say something to this guy. And I just went up to him, and I went, I'm sorry, but this is my service baby, okay? This is my emotional comfort baby. I happen to suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder from having a baby. All right, let's play some games, everybody. Our first two contestants will play a game about podcasts, or as we called them when I was a kid, yelling into a microphone alone in a room. Let's meet them. First up, Laura Hernandez. You're a sales coordinator for a fashion showroom. Okay, so is there anything that's come by that you're like, no one's going to wear that? That is the most ridiculous thing of all time.
So many things.
Yeah.
So many things. And it's like, I'm not even going to show it to the buyer because it's just awful, and they come in and they love it and they order it.
What's an example?
Just like really high-waisted bell bottoms, but like in very interesting prints.
Loud prints.
Yeah, like the 70s like Craigslist couches patterns. Yeah.
Oh my god, I love the pattern of a Craigslist couch.
Kind of my jam. I'm into it.
I know, it's like a couch that is better than something you'd put on the street, but not good enough to give it to someone you like.
That's right. The couch you frame and put on a wall when you're done sitting on it.
That's fantastic. All right, Laura, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Abby Grant. You are joining us from Chalk Hill, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Thanks for coming all the way.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And you're a quality analyst at a health insurance company. Okay, are we talking customer support quality?
More so reading medical records to make sure people are completing things they don't really want to do, like mammograms and colonoscopies. The big trend right now is the Cologuard, where you submit the stool sample in a box. So
yeah,
if you pooped in a box in 2018, I probably know about it.
In my situation, Abby, it was totally secret, and there's no way you could know. It's for a different thing.
Yeah. All right, Abby, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Laura and Abby, whoever has more points after two games will go to the final round. This word game is called The History of the World According to Podcasts. You are going to mash up the name of podcasts with historical figures.
For example, If we said this public radio trivia show exclusively asked questions about works by the author of The Old Man and the Sea, you would answer, ask me another Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah.
See what happened there?
Easy squeezy. So the podcast always comes first in the mashup. Let's go. Terry Gross interviews her third choice of ancient Greek philosophers because her bookers couldn't lock down Socrates or Plato. Laura.
American Aristotle?
That's so interesting. That is incorrect. Abby, can you steal?
Fresh Aristotle?
That's right. Fresh air and Aristotle put together.
Four former advisors to President Obama turn their attentions from current politics to a new historical friend of the pod. The guy who's the reason why the landmass we're on is called America. It's a political podcast. The hosts include Jon Favreau. Yes, Abby.
I know the podcast is Pod Save America.
So far, so good. The guy who's the reason why the landmass we're on is called America. All right, I think I have to go to Laura. Laura, do you know the answer?
America's Vespucci.
So we need the whole thing all together.
I completely blank on the podcast. So.
Well, what we're looking for is Pod Save America is the podcast and Amerigo Vespucci. So you would say Pod Save Amerigo Vespucci.
Of course.
A traditional Italian blessing.
On this NPR podcast, host Hannah Rosen and Elise Spiegel explore the unseeable forces behind the mysterious disappearance of the first female aviator to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. Laura?
Invisibilia Earhart?
Yeah, that's close enough. We were looking for Invisibilia Amelia Earhart. That's right. Perfect. Well done.
A podcast about how the internet and technology affect modern life devotes an episode to when the Lord Protector of the Commonwealth deleted King Charles I's account. So this is a Gimlet podcast hosted by Alex Goldman. Somebody know? It's named for what it's called when you respond to everyone on an email. Mm-hmm. And the person... Oh, yes, Abby.
Reply all.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the name of the person.
Okay. I have to go to Laura. Laura, do you know the answer?
No.
We're looking for Reply Oliver Cromwell. Oh, they're so mad.
This is your last clue. Move over, Jad Abumrad and Robert Krulwich, the first second lady and the second first lady of the United States is taking over to remind listeners that all men would be tyrants if they could. I know, it is a speed game. All right, the podcast. The show is produced by WNYC, mainly focuses on science and is known for its sound design. The person, she was John Adams' wife. That is all I have.
You guys had never heard our show before, have you?
No. No, this is the only show they listen to.
Yeah,
this is it. The podcast we were looking for is Radiolab, and the person is Abigail Adams, making it Radiolab Abigail Adams. Great game. It's a tie. Yeah.